Cool. What's good? We are back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. I'm going to react to a video about Alyssa Milano, woke virtue signal against Elon Musk backfires and gets destroyed by Hodge twins. Yeah, let's throw that in there as well. But before we do, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard a beautiful lady. You need online marketing promotions. Check us out, promopalace.biz. Also, if you're a dog lover, a cat lover, and you like t-shirts with dogs and cats, go to promopalace.biz and click on merchandise. And we got t-shirts, hoodies, and much, much more for dogs and cat lovers. Okay, let's get into it. And this is the Black Conservative Perspective. Greg Foreman, one of my favorite. And he's based out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm based out of Fayetteville, North Carolina. So I guess that's why we see eye to eye. We agree with a lot of things. Let's go, though.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Sometimes there are just ratios that happen on Twitter that are just absolutely epic, okay? And this one right here is probably the most epic ratio that I've seen in a long, 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 long time that happened to no other than Alyssa Milano, who I have no clue why this person is famous, but what I do know is that
she is
one of these, I guess, I don't know, celebrity, Hollywood types. I believe she's an actor, but all I know is that she's a far left Democrat Party cheerleader. Okay, she cheers.
Let me give you some context. Greg's a little younger than me. I'm 43. She was an actor that was big when I was a teenager, when I was in like junior high, early high school. But since I've been out of high school, she ain't really been popping like that. Real, I'm talking about super early. You know, but let's keep it moving.
Whatever, okay? She's just a Hollywood Democrat Party cheerleader, okay? She's just a woke leftist. And she got epically ratioed after a fake woke virtue signal backfires epically in her hate for Elon Musk. Now, why does she hate Elon Musk? Well, she doesn't really know. Okay, she only hates him because the left Democrat Party said that he's a bad person because he wants to make free speech great again on Twitter. Okay, the only people that are basically getting banned on Twitter are people like Antifa and people that are promoting child abuse, right? Which is basically Antifa. Okay, they're the people that are mad at Elon Musk the most. I mean, in fact, they're actually out here trying to plan violence against Elon Musk in response to Elon Musk banning them on Twitter. Apparently, they're threatening violent protests at Tesla dealerships. But with that being said, right, Alyssa Milano, again, going along with what the cool thing to do is, she expresses her hate for Elon Musk by saying that she gave back her Tesla. Okay, she turned it in and she bought a Volkswagen EV. Now, she's on the electric vehicle train. Wow. She bought a Tesla because Teslas are the best electric vehicles that we have. I believe that Tesla is the best electric vehicle. Also, Elon Musk was a hero to the left because of his stance in regards to fighting against climate change and promoting renewable sources of energy. He is literally fighting for a cause that they say is an existential global threat. But apparently, free speech, right, aka allowing conservatives to have a voice on Twitter, is a much bigger threat to the planet than climate change, allegedly. Okay, So again, a lot of these leftists have been caught in, you know, a pickle because they all went out and bought Teslas. They bought Elon Musk's vehicle, okay? But yet they claim to hate the guy simply because he bought Twitter. So she's saying, look, I'm going to give back my Tesla, and I'm going to go out and buy another electric vehicle, right? A Volkswagen, because Volkswagen is so much morally better, right? It's a morally better and superior vehicle to Tesla, right? She goes as far as to say, I'm not sure how advertisers can buy space on Twitter. Publicly traded companies' products being pushed in alignment with hate and white supremacy doesn't seem to be a winning business model. So I believe that this is a call for advertisers to abandon Twitter, okay, which is something that has been happening. I believe there was a news report that came out that said that Elon Musk lost at least 50% of the top 100 advertisers on the platform, which is devastating, to say the least. And all of that is coming from the fact that you have these leftists that are pressuring advertisers to pull out because they perceive that, you know, Twitter's become a cesspool for hate speech. However, what happened is when the advertisers pulled out, Elon Musk said, F it, I have nothing else to lose. I'm just going to unban everybody, right? And I think that he hopes that over time he will win the advertisers back. And I think that that's probably what his plan is, okay? But the funny part about this is that this woke virtue signal right here from Alyssa Milano got epically ratioed, starting with the Hodge twins that said that Volkswagen was literally founded by Nazis and Hitler.
Talk about white supremacy.
Which it was. And we're going to read a little bit about that in a minute. But again, I just find it hilarious how Alyssa Milano thinks that she's doing a good deed because she's getting rid of her Tesla, ooh, right? And she's getting a Volkswagen because Volkswagen is morally superior to Tesla. Can't okay, tell. Not knowing that the start of Volkswagen is actually kind of like the epitome of, you know, hate, right? Hate. Again, it's absolutely hilarious how this works. By the way, the Hodge twins. I'm a huge fan of Hodge twins. I was a OG Hodge fans supporter back in the day, okay? Hodge I'm talking fans. Like 2010, 2011, before they became the conservative twins.
The conservative twins.
When they had catchphrases that were absolutely hilarious, okay? I remember the Hodge twins, and boy, again, they inspired me in so many ways, okay? So I just found it epic.
Yeah, shout out to the Hodge twins.
Basically ratio Alyssa Milano calling her out on her obvious ignorance and hypocrisy here. And Elon Musk responded to that with a crying, laughing face in 100. And basically this whole thread is just roasting Alyssa Milano.
Might be the dumbest
right,
leftist
for just being cult member of them. Right, again, she is a cult member. I bet she supports Ukraine too. Why? She don't know.
What the
Democrats told her to.
It looks like okay, my like grandma knitted that mask.
This stupid mask. It's a knitted
like
mask.
Again, something my grandma would have knitted.
A dumb cult, right? You're in a cult. Okay, here she is taking a picture with the creepy porn lawyer, Michael Avenatti, right?
Wow.
Again, so wow. Above the frame. So morally superior.
Good
again,
for
this guy
age, though.
Was compared to Jesus in the Democrat Party. I think Anna Navarro actually compared this man to Jesus. He was the Jesus figure of the Democrat Party that was going to take down Trump. Yeah, that didn't work out too well, right? So, yeah, she's being roasted. She also supported Andrew Gillum, who is the in-the-closet failed candidate for Florida governor that I think got busted, strung out on drugs or something like that in some gay sex orgy or something like that, right? He was doing something crazy. Again, these are the type of people she can get behind, but not Elon Musk, though. Not Elon Musk. But she can get behind Andrew Gillum.
He's
Volkswagen,
too young to vote
for, Michael
man.
Avenatti.
He know
right?
About what
you know, the worst
like.
Of the worst people. But Elon Musk, that's a bridge too far, right? Oh, my goodness. Wow. Yeah. Yeah, Elon Musk, not okay.
Oh,
Hitler, totally fine.
Oh, wow.
Totally fine.
Wow.
Yeah. This is epic, right? This is absolutely epic. They are roasting her.
Oh, man,
absolutely
Alyssa.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, let's read a little bit about this history of Volkswagen so that you guys can get the full background on the start of this car. Because, again, I don't think that Tesla would start it like this. But, again, the leftists, because they are NPCs, they don't really think for themselves. They end up in situations like this because, again, they're ignorant. So let's read here. The people's car in the Nazi state. Like many other industries, automobile manufacturing in Germany was strongly influenced by the Nazi regime. Mirroring the regime's anti-Semitic policies, the German General Auto Club, ADAC, expelled Jewish members in 1933. Jews were deprived of the right to drive automobiles at the Kreisanstalt in 1938. Car ownership.
Let me stop real quick. He said Jews weren't allowed to buy the cars. That means it's like the equivalent when like blacks couldn't use bathrooms or go in certain bars or restaurants or ride certain buses. Well, let's keep it moving. But that's what Alyssa supports.
Volkswagenschaft, People's Community in 1942. Propaganda Minister Joseph Goebbels described the future of Germany as that of, quote, a happy people in a country full of blossoming beauty, traversed by the silver ribbons of wide roads, which are open to the modest car for the small man. Mirroring this aim, the Nazi Strength Through Joy organization, which sought to highlight the advantages of National Socialism through leisure and travel, chose as one of its major efforts to promote a people's car, Volkswagen, for the German public. In a country where car production still focused primarily on luxury models and where only one German in 50 owned an automobile, the car would cost just 999 German Reichsmark, while the program offered a savings plan to make such a vehicle affordable. Adolf Hitler's admiration for technology in general and for automobiles in particular fueled his effort. Cars were, he said, mankind's most marvelous means of transport. In 1934, Hitler suggested a basic fuel-efficient vehicle that could transport two adults and three children and whose engine would be powerful enough to traverse Germany's new Autobahn. The design for a people's car was undertaken by the famed engineer Ferdinand Porsche, who based it on a model he pioneered in 1931. Yeah, let's read a little bit more here and then we'll be done. On May 26, 1938, Nazi dignitaries gathered near Fallensbinn in northern Germany to lay the foundation stone for the Volkswagen works. The Führer himself was present, predicting that this Volkswagen, initially known as the Kraft-Deutsch Fred Wagon or KDF Wagon, would be a symbol of the National Socialist People's Unity.
Symbol.
The Volkswagen plant eventually became a massive complex known as the, quote, city of the KDF car, and was expected to produce at least 1.5 million cars annually. In reality, the plant had only just started.
I've heard enough. So Alyssa's idea is a guy who is buys Twitter for free speech is worse than the Nazis and Hitler. Like, so Volkswagen is all good. And it was the symbol. What did the Führer say? It was the symbol of the Nazi party. So yeah, it's okay to buy the symbol of the Nazi party. I would think that a lot of Jewish people would really be attacking her for her comments a little more. You know, this is that, you know, it's kind of hypocritical. Like, I think Jay Williams touched on something here. Listen, Milano should be getting slaughtered by Jews right now. They should be attacking her on social media like crazy for her comments, basically supporting the car that was what was the words I used? Let me go back. Let's go back.
In production with the onset of World War II.
The symbol.
In the end.
Yeah, it was the symbol. So, what a hypocrite. Elon Musk buys Twitter because he wants one of the social media platforms to allow free speech and not all of them to censor. Only conservative voices or voices that are Republicans or in the middle or on the far right, you know. But yeah, let's not buy Tesla and not support the free speech guy, but let's support the car that was the symbol of the Nazi party. I mean, I don't think people think of this shit before they even put this shit out. Like, they just say this shit and don't really know any facts or evidence. And listen, Milano, like I said, she was big when I was in junior high and early high school, and I'm 43 years old. She ain't been big in the last 20 years. So pump the brakes, Alyssa. You sound like a jackass, a moron. You're dumber than a bag of bricks. Once again, I thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.